This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. NBA coach and Denver native Chauncey Billups is scheduled to appear in a New York court today to face charges he profited from rigged poker games. Prosecutors say Billups served as a celebrity face card to draw wealthy, unsuspecting players to mafia-backed illegal poker games in Manhattan, Las Vegas, Miami, and the Hamptons. Billups' attorney denies the accusations and called him a man of integrity. Billups is among more than 30 charged in last month's sprawling federal takedown of illegal gambling operations linked to professional sports. Colorado's plan to reach net zero climate emissions by 2050 is going to take a lot of work and a lot of workers. Ray Solomon reports on a new study from the State Energy Office.
From scientists to software engineers, workers play a major role in Colorado's climate action plans. But some industries need major investments to keep up with growing demand. Electricians, construction workers, and wind turbine techs top the list of expected climate worker shortfalls.
Every craft is starved for a workforce. And the employers are paying very well.
Jim Jones heads up the skilled trades department at Colorado Mountain College.
Whether it's HVAC, automotive, carpentry, masonry, all these employers still need a tremendous amount of workforce to come into our region.
The state recommends solutions like partnerships between education and industry, expanding apprenticeships, and getting kids interested in climate-related careers. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Front Range today, a sunny day with highs in the 50s.